Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're learning the last Mishnah in the Perek and the Sugya Sagamara about the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the differences between Smicha and Tnufa. One difference is that by Tnufa, Echad Meinif L'Kol HaChaverim, that ein echad tzomich l'kol achaverim, as the Gemara says, that kol bali karba need to do smicha. But tenufa is different, and one person can do tenufa for everyone. The Rambam brings this down in Perek Tes, Maaser Karbanos, Halacha Tetzvav, says the Rambam, that one person does tenufa b'rishus kulam. It sounds like from the Rambam that he needs permission, some sort of shlichus, or me'ein shlichus, that's going on, when one person does tnufa for the rest of the Bali HaKarban. The Brisker Rav in the stencils on Daf Samech Beis Mabez says that he doesn't know why you need any rishus. It's Pashut, says the Brisker Rav. If you're a Bailim, then for sure you could do tnufa. It's your Karban. It could be that the Rama means that because there are many Bali HaKarban and only one of them does tnufa, so you have to get permission that you should be the one to do tnufa. I don't know if it's Ma'akev. If one person does it, another one don't want him to. It could be that they're still Yetzei. But when there are numerous people, so one of them does it as the shliach, as the representative of all of them. But you don't really need a parasha of shlichus. Efshet. That's the din by tenufa. However, by smicha, it's not that way. By smicha, all of the bali korban need to do smicha. So we learn out of a pasuk, as you saw earlier on Daf Tzadi Gimel, this pasuk that tells us that the rabbis call bali korban lismicha. So the Brisker Rav in the beginning of Tmura, in the stencils, says that this din, that kol bali korban do smicha, is only mitzad the mitzvah of the bailim. And because there are five bailim on the korban, so each of them has their own independent mitzvah of doing smicha. But the din of the korban, though, says the Rav, does not need five smichas. The korban is good enough one smicha. Just each bailim has his own independent mitzvah of smicha, and therefore each one of them needs to do it. This is common if nafkaminas, this understanding of the din of kol bali korban l'smicha. One, as Mr. Rav says himself, that we saw earlier in Daf Tzadi Gimel, that Rabbi Yehuda, kol bali korban l'smicha lesley. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no din that kol bali korban need to do smicha. So what is the din? If you're Rabbi Yehuda, when you have a korban of shutfis, what is the din? So there's a stir in Rashi about this question. Rashi and Erechin, din of Erechin, Rashi says that one of them does smicha. You don't need all of them to do smicha, but one of them does need to do smicha. It's also Rashi in Ksavyar and Daf Tzadi Gimel. Rashi is going in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is Kobali Karban. Shemaylem Meshutvis Karban Echad Tzoymich Olav. The loy mitzchayvi lismach kula. That it's enough that one of them does smicha, and we do not need all of them to do smicha. That's the meaning of Rashi by us, Mashma and Rashi in Erchin Mefurash. And that's Lachar Mashma and the Gemara by us, and Daf Tzadi Dalet, that the Gemara compares smicha to tenufa, that smicha is more chomer than tenufa, that all of them need to do it. Shein kein tenufa, not all of them need to do it. What is the din by tenufa? That one of them does it. So to imagine that the other tzad by smicha, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that also that one person does smicha. That's the opinion of Rashi and Erechin and Rashi by us. Rashi and Tamura, however, says differently. In the beginning of Tamura, Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, no one does smicha. That's really, as earlier in Daf Tzadi Gimel, Divya Maschel, the rabbis, brings this steer in Rashi, and as Tais points out, that the Gemara of Sadi Dalet is mashma, like Rashi and Erchin, that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that one of them does smicha. However, the gears of the Gemara in Tmura is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't do smicha, delay miyached karban ditu. Because the karban does not have a unique bailus, rather it's shared between the owners, therefore, there's no din smicha b'chlal. So that Rashi and Tamur also explains that way, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no din smicha b'chlal. Rashi and Erechin and Rashi Vayas say that one of them does smicha. So says the Rav, what's the pshat in this Rabbi Yehuda, that one of them does smicha? Pshat is, because even though the riboy of bali korban l'smicha was anyway not a riboy klavi the korban. The korban always needed only one smicha. The korban needs one smicha. The riboy of bali korban l'smicha is to say that all of the bailim have a mitzvah to do smicha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have that riboy in the bailim that they all need to do smicha. but you still say with the ikar din of the carbon. The carbon has a din, that the carbon itself needs one smicha. And therefore could that accomplish a day one in the Baila. That's one revach, lefidus pshat, is that it's very muvan shittus Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rashi and Erchin, that even though there's no rebo for Bali carbon l'smicha, means there's no rebo for the din of the Baila. But you still have the din that the carbon requires smicha. Another nafkamina is called the Hakir of the Mitzvah David. Mitzvah David in Simin Yurches is mistapik. If you have a carbon of Shutfin, and one of them is in Medina Sayam, and he can't do smicha. Can we bring the carbon? We have Reuven and Shimon are Baalim on the carbon. Reuven is here with the carbon, and Shimon is not around. And Reuven says, I'll do smicha and we'll bring the carbon. And Shimon, okay, he misses out on his smicha. Can you bring the carbon? That's the topic of the Mitzvah David. The Sfasemes in Yuman Dafayin Dalid says as a davar pashut that you do smicha in this case. Fil Biskarov, it makes a lot of sense to say such a thing. Because the din of the Bali carbon, the rebuy of the Bali carbon was that all the Bailim have a mitzvah. But the carbon still only needs one smicha. So that the Gemara says in Zvachim Dafayin Dalid and Ayin Hey that when we can't do smicha, we don't bring the carbon. The Bailim isn't here, we don't bring the carbon. That's very logical. That's only because the carbon has a din smicha. The carbon requires smicha. So if there's the Bailam can't do a smicha, we can't mimikayim the din smicha in the carbon, then we're not makar the carbon. We wait till we get a smicha. That's only mitzad the din of the carbon. If the din is mitzad the Bailam's mitzvah, the Bailam needs to do smicha. So if he's not here, so he can't do smicha. The carbon is here, the carbon needs a hakrava. Who cares about the mitzvah of the Bailim? If you're here, you do it. If you're not here, you don't do it. So if the whole riboy of Bali carbon, the smicha, is that there are more Bailim, there's this rabbi mitzvah smicha mitzvah the Bailim. But the carbon only needs one smicha, so if one Bailim isn't here, so we can still be mark of the carbon with the smicha of the Bailim that is in front of us. And we see this mefurish in the Meiri, we mentioned yesterday. The Meiri in Chagiga Daf Tazayin Mebeis says a fascinating chiddush that an Isha can bring a carbon that needs smicha, it's only if she brings it b'shutfis. Biri holds that she can't stop bringing a carbon that needs smicha, because we're missing out on the din smicha. Only, she's only bringing the b'shutfis with a man, and he'll do the din smicha. So it's clear in the Meiri that Meiri holds that b'etzem an Isha needs to do smicha, just she can't do smicha. So when she brings her own carbon, she should not bring the carbon in such a way, because we need smicha and we don't have smicha. There's no problem. Because the man will do smicha. But how did the Meiri make things better? She needs to do smicha, and she's not doing smicha. Elamai, it's pashut. That the Meiri holds that an isha should not bring a carbon when she can't do smicha is mitzad the din of the carbon. Because the carbon requires smicha. So you don't l'chatchila bring a carbon that requires smicha without someone who's going to do smicha. That's when she brings the carbon by herself. When she brings the carbon to Shutfis with the man, so then the din smicha and the carbon is miskaye mitad the man who's doing smicha. She can't do smicha, she doesn't need to do smicha. That doesn't bother us. The only thing that's ma'akiv in the bringing of the carbon is that the carbon needs smicha, and that has to happen either one bailin, before she's in the Meiri, that the din that the carbon needs, even a carbon that has Shutfin, but the carbon doesn't need the smicha of both of them. Because then also the Isha couldn't do it. Rather, the carbon just needs one smicha. The smicha of any bailin. It's niskaimai de either one of them. And because she can't do smicha, so that doesn't bother us. That's mechard varm burim like the Briskarov. The din of bali carbon, the smicha, it's only mitzvah the mitzvah of the bailin. Oh, that's very gishmak. Just derech agav on this Meiri, this fascinating chiddush of the Meiri. Mechard had a question. The Meiri's before that a carbon that needs smicha, an Isha doesn't bring it. Right, it's before in the Torah that an Isha brings a carbon yoledes. A chatos should need smicha. So how does she bring a carbon yoledes? Elamai, it could be that a carbon choiva that she has to bring, so she brings that without smicha. It could be the Meiri only means a carbon of nedava, where she doesn't have to bring the carbon. So that we say it's better not to bring the carbon v'chlal than to bring the carbon without smicha. It's hard what the Meiri has to mean. Even in that, I have a little ha'ara. That another mafurish pasuk in the Torah that an ish or an isha can make themselves into a nazir. That means an ish also can be a nazir, a nizira. Hare, a nazir needs to bring karbonis, and obviously when the isha brings the karbonis, she's not going to do smicha. because Noshim don't do smicha. So how does, what gives her the right to become a nazir and bring karbanos when with to do without smicha? It could be, on that you could say that's nishka ferlach, because she's not ikr mechayiv herself in bringing the karbanos. She's ikr mechayiv herself in being a nazir. And then in Mela she needs to bring karbanos. Could be the Meiri only means on a carbon which comes entirely binadava. The person just says, Hare alai carbon, Hare zula carbon. That Isha shouldn't do, because she's going to be mevatel, the din of smicha. Another point on the din of bali carbon, the smicha, the Rambam says that you do smicha bezachar zeh. First Reuven does smicha, and then Shimon does smicha. That's the Rambam. The Makor of the Rambam is from Tesefta and Paragyur halacha dalet. Each one does it and they walk away, and then the next one does smicha. So why is it that way? Why can't they do it bibasachas? So the Kiryas Sefer, and this halacha of the Rambam says, because of chatzitza. Like the Gemara said, by Tnufa the Gemara dealt with it. That everyone does it at the same time, it's a problem of chatzitza. So that's all by smicha, because of the problem of chatzitza, therefore you do it bizacharza. That is the Kiryas Sefer. Other perushim in the Rambam, why the Rambam the Tosefta say to do it b'zeachar zeh? The Radvaz says that it's because it says in the pasuk v'samach yodav, it doesn't say v'samach yodam. So Masha that each smicha only happens one time, each first one person's hands and then the next person's hands. You don't do it b'basachas. Biskarav there in the name of Temura says that if you want you could do it b'basachas. Rambam doesn't mean that you can't do it. Rambam means that you could do it b'zachar zeh. Because if the din smicha says the Brisker Rav is mitzad, that the carbon needs a smicha of all of them, then it would need to be b'zachas. Because it's one big smicha that's happening on the carbon made up of five people. But because the ribui of bali carbon l'smicha is only mitzad the mitzvah of the bailim, not mitzad the din of the carbon, so meila, there's no inyan to do it b'zachas. If you want, you could do it b'zachar zeh. That's Biskrav Lishi Tosai. Ask the Chasei David on this Tosefta, says, if they do it b'zachar zeh, so the first one did smicha, there's no kiyum of tekef l'smicha shchita. He does smicha, he walks away, and then the second one does it. So by the time that you actually shech the carbon, it's could be quite a bit of time after the first person's smicha. So how do we have a kiyum here of tekef l'smicha shchita? Answers the Chasei David, that because all of them need to do smicha, so it's not considered a hefsek. Just like the din of edus, Tais says in Ksubitz, that edim need to be made b'tuch edibur shal chaveroi. And if you have kama edim that are all saying the same edus, they don't need to be b'tuch edibur of the rishon. That as long as the second one is b'tuch edibur of the rishon, and the third is b'tuch edibur of the sheni, and the fourth is b'tuch edibur of the shlishi, so then that's called all b'tuch edibur. You made a string of continuation of edus. Says the Chasei David, the same thing by smicha. We have Reuven smicha, and then he walks away, and quickly Shimon does smicha, and he who comes away in Levi, as long as smicha is going from one to another, then it's considered a kiyum of tekef l'smicha shchita. That's the teretz of the Chasei David. And Levi says that the last one for sure needs to be tekef l'smicha, because the last one, he's the last one in the chain, and because the carbon is shechted right after his smicha, that makes all of their smichas connected to the carbon. The Minchas of Rom in Zvorim Davam and Gimel, he says another teretz on this question of tekef l'smicha shchita. He says the Fili is side of the Rav that the whole din of kol bali carbon l'smicha is only mitzad the din of the bailim, but the carbon itself only needs one smicha. So if it's the din of tekef l'smicha shchita, that's enough of one smicha. In the Chanami, the first ones there was no kim of tekef l'smicha shchita. But the whole din of tekef l'smicha shchita is that din of carbon. The carbon needs smicha and it needs shchita. And now the Torah combine these two things that they have to happen one right after the other. That's mitzad smicha that's necessary mitzad the carbon. Because the carbon needs smicha, its smicha has to be done to connect it to its shchita. But the first person's smicha over here wasn't necessary mitzad the carbon. It's his mitzvah of smicha. So on that there's no din of tekef l'smicha shchita. That can be done. And as long as the carbon at the end has a smicha, and which is take up to the shchita, that's good enough. Another point here about the Har and the Gemara. The Gemara says that by tnufa, they can't be done, that there's no reason that all of them need to do tnufa, because if they do it all at the same time, it's chatzitza, and if you do it b'zeh achar zeh, so tnufa achasam rachmana, not two tnufas. Therefore, b'akarachach, the only one person does tnufa. So Rashi here, Rashi asks the question that how do you ever have the kohen and the ba'al doing tnufa b'vasachas? Where it says earlier on Daf Samach Aleph that the kohen and the ba'al do tnufa at the same time. Why is that not a chatzitza? Answers Rashi. To ikar tnufa b'ba'ilim, ki nechsev al kapei ha-nozir. Because ikar tnufa is done by the ba'ilim, so the kohen is just participating. He's joining into the tnufa that's done by the ba'ilim. So we don't care that the yad of the ba'ilim is choytzeitz between the kohen and the emurim. Because the ikar din tnufa was said by the ba'ilim, and the din chatzitza, it's only on someone that has ikar din tnufa. That's teretz of Rashi. Teis is earlier on in the Samach Aleph and Mebeis. Teis has a different teretz. Teis says that the Ba'alim and the Kohen did not hold it in the same place. The Ba'alim held higher up, and the Kohen held lower down. And therefore each one of them was touching it directly, and there's no problem of chatzitza. Teis in Kiddushin, however, gives it a different teretz. Teis in Kiddushin, Daflam and Vavim of Mebeis, says the following. The whole kind of time of Deloy Adi Chatzitza B'kiyai Gavna, Fishu Gzeris HaKosuf, Diboyinon Koyin U'Bailim. It's Gzeris HaKosuf that we need Koyin and Bailim. Ablosan Gavi Shnei Shutfin, Choshu K'kiyai Gavna Chatzitza, Emecham Ne'emein If Tachas Yad Chaveroi, Fishu Ein Gzeris HaKosuf Shu Shnei Manif. There's no Gzeris HaKosuf that both need to do Tanufa. Hashem can hear there is a Gzeris HaKosuf. That's Teretz HaTesis. Teretz L'chor means to say that there's a specific pasuk that says the Ba'alim and the Kohen do Tanufa, and therefore Bakarach both of them do it, and the Teretz didn't consider it a Chatzitza. Or the Teretz is Machshirt even though there's a Chatzitza. Mashiach came over, you don't have a specific Riboy that everyone does it, like by us, so then not. But the Lashon HaTesis is problematic. Teretz says, Teretz should say that there's a Riboy in here, and there's no Riboy. Teretz says it's a Gzeris HaKosuf. But here it's considered a chatzitza because it's not a gzeris hakosuf that everyone does tenufa. Just say there's no riboy. So the stipler in Kiddushin, Simin Lamed Gimel, explains Apia Mishnah Bechiris. Mishnah Bechiris says that if a behemoth is giving birth for the first time and two zecharim, she gives birth to twins, both of them come out at the same time. So Tanakama holds that Yeshur Letzamtein and only one of them is a bechor. And one of them, we don't know which one, but one of them is a Bechor. And Rabbi Yisak Lili holds that Efshel Tzamtzim, and both of them are considered a Bechor. So the Gemara asks, that one of them is a Bechor, so the one who's not a Bechor should be a Chatzitza on the one who is a Bechor. The din is that the Bechor has to touch the Rechem, the whole Rechem, and because both of them came out at the same time, so the one that's not the Bechor is being a Chatzitza for the one that is the Bechor. That's the Gemara's question there. So Rashi explains, there are Bechor Yisav Tess. Why did the Gemara only ask on the Tanakhama? Why did the Gemara not ask on Rabbi Yisak Lili? Also, he holds that both of them are Kaddish. Each one of them should be a Chatzitza for the other. Answers Rashi. Because both of them are Kaddish together, so they're not a Chatzitza. That's the Yisoid of Rashi. So says the stipler. So that in Cain, why does the Gemara by us say there's a Chatzitza? If they didn't Tanufa, so both of them should do Tanufa. So why does the Gemara hold that if both Shutfin and Shutfin do Tanufa, that's a Chatzitza? No, because the Karban needs the Tanufa of both of them. So why does that make it into a Chatzitza? Explains the stipler that the Din Tanufa, Reuven has a Din Tanufa and Shimon has a Din Tanufa. Each one of them has an independent Din Tanufa. So therefore, Reuven is being Chaitetz on Shimon and Shimon is being Chaitetz on Reuven because each one of them is independent from the other. Mashain came there, Betzim and Behem only has one Bechor. Just Rabbi Yisak Lili holds that both of them come out at the same time, both of them become the Bechor. So that's Kilu, one Kedushas Bechora that's Chal on both of them. So that's not a Chatzitza, because there's one Din that's Shaykh to both. Mashain came by us, where each one has an independent Din, just they happen to be at the same time, then there's a problem of Chatzitza. Neila says the type of that's a Pshat HaTais in Kiddushin. By the Kohen and the Ba'alim, there's no problem of Chatzitza, because the Korban requires a Tanufa of the Kohen and a Tanufa of the Ba'alim. It's not independent Dinim. The Korban Taka requires Ba'alim and Kohen. It's two different types of Tanufa that the Korban requires both of them. Hashenkin Shutfin is not that way. Shutfin is, the carbon requires a truf of the bailim. Here, there are two bailim. Reuven is a bailim and Shimon is a bailim. But the carbon only requires one truf of a bailim. So Reuven is chaitis for Shimon and Shimon is chaitis for Reuven. Hashenkin, where the din of the carbon is to require both, so that's not considered a chatzitza bichlal. It's like Lefir B'yesi Aglili, when two sons together get the Ketushas B'chayra. So Mela, there's no chatzitza bichlal. That's the Mahalach of the Sefer, a little bit dak in the Chilukim, but it's a clear Chiluk to explain the Pshat and the Teis and Kiddushin and the difference between Koyin and Bailim and two different types of Bailims. One last point about this is in the Tosefta that we quoted earlier, the Rambam quotes, that by smicha, they're done by Zachar Zev. So it says here in the Tosefta that the Elam Iluim, Aaron Ubonim Ke'echad. When Aaron Ubonim did smicha and the Elam Iluim, they all did it at the same time. It's different than a regular smicha of Shutfin, but here it's done at the same time. So Bishkarov in Tamura, and the sentence in Tamura explains that Aaron Ubonim by the Elam Iluim didn't have a din of Shutfin. That each one of them, when it's Shutfin, really, it's my carbon and your carbon. Aaron Ubonov, the din of the carbon was to be brought by Aaron Ubonov. It was one bailus of Aaron Ubonov in the carbon. And therefore they all need to do smicha at the same time. As we said before, that the Brisker Rav learns that you do smicha b'zachar zeh, doesn't mean that you have to do smicha b'zachar zeh. It means you could do smicha b'zachar zeh. Because the carbon only needs one smicha. Just the din of kobal carbonless smicha is mitzad the bailus. That's only by regular shutfin, where each one has an independent bailus on the carbon. Hashem came by Aaron Ubonim of the Elam Iluim. There was one bailus of all of them, so the carbon needed the smicha of all of them. So Menela, they had to do the smicha bevas achas, because the din of the carbon was to have the smicha of all of them. So that smicha had to be done at the same time. Menela says to Briskarov, that also would come out by the tznufa of the Elam Iluim. Also, here the carbon should require one tznufa of all of Aaron Ubonim of bevas achas. Because it's one bailus that includes all of them. And that the Gemara says vayos, that this problem of chatzitza, is only because a regular shutfin, each person has his independent bailus. So Reuven's din tenufa in the carbon is a steer to Shimon. Each one has his own din. So Reuven is chaytitz on Shimon, and Shimon is chaytitz on Reuven. Masha'in kein Aaron Ubonov, where there was one din, one bailus on all of them, and the carbon required a smicha of all of them, and a tenufa of all of them, so then there would be no problem of chatzitza. That would be a very glatis for Apilu Tosefta, that they did the smicha of the basachas, and they also should do the tenufa of the basachas. But the scribe brings that in the Raivin and Teres Kleinim, it's mefurish, that they did the tenufa b'zeh harzeh. So the scribe answers that if you the Raivin, you have to say that it was a ros shah. And they did that to do many tenufas. The Gemara says by Yosef, normally you only can do one tenufa. Tenufa achas om rachmana, not two tenufas. Normally a carbon cannot have more than one tenufa. So, if you derive it, you have to say that by the Elam Iluim, there's a hiras shah that you could do tenufa b'zeh harzeh, even though tenufa normally can only have one tenufa. So, Kabbalah, we learned that you say this, Api the Briskarov, that the din here of smicha and tenufa. But the insight is that the carbon of Shutfin is a carbon of each person's independent bailus, and therefore the Brisker Rav says that the din smicha, that there is only one, the carbon only requires a smicha of one, not the smicha of all, and the whole ribuy is a ribuy mitzad the bailim, not mitzad the carbon. And by Aaron Ubonim, if it was different, there was one bailus included all of them. And also with this same insight that Shutfin, each one has his own din smicha, that the Sefer explains the tesis in Kiddushin, that tesis mechalik, between the tenufa that's done by a kayinu bailim, where that all comes from one din in the carbon, and the carbon requires a tenufa of kayin and a tenufa of bailim, and therefore it's not a stira, it's not a chatzitza. Masha'in tein, the tenufa of shutfim, each one has his independent tenufa, and therefore the hands of one are considered a stira and a chatzitza to the tenufa of the last one. So one very quick ha'ara that I had here and the end of the perek, that it says that the Kohen Gadol is Seimich on the carbon, and then he's Zerik it, and then he's Makter it. The Gemara says that it's Mishum Yakrid the Kohen Gadol, Mishum the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol, that he does it, but not because of any din to do Smicha. In Lemaisa, as we mentioned in the previous Shiurim, normally Smicha is a problem of Avodah B'Kodshin. Just, there's a heter to do it for the mitzvah of Smicha, either because of Seidah Chaleisa say, or because that Gufa is the din of the carbon. But here, this Smicha that the Kohen Gadol does is Mishum Yakrid the Kohen Gadol. But it's not a real, there's no Indian to do smicha, no chiv to do smicha. I don't know what heter there is to do that. What happens to the problem of avoida bekotchen? Unless you say that he didn't really put his strength in it, he just put his hands on it, but not really his strength. I don't know. Tzarechian, adkan, for today's shir, on Perek Shtei Midos, Hadim Loch Perek Shtei Midos, Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha to learn a lot of inyanim and a lot of yesodos in this Perek.
In the middle of that Tzadi Dalid, Amid Alf and Menachis, the Mishnah starts to do Perek. Shtei Alechem, Miloishas Achas Achas, Fedefis Achas Achas, Lechem Apanim, Miloishas Achas Achas, Fedefis Shtayim Shtayim, Shtei Alechem, both you knead and you bake it one at a time. Ashegit Alechem Apanim, you knead it one at a time, and you bake it two at a time. And the Tyrus HaKadosh is Ma'ira that the Lashon HaMishnah would be Mashman, that the Shtei Alechem is Niloishas Achas Achas, and it's Nevis Achas Achas, it's equal, both of them are the same. The kneading and the baking of the Shtei Alechem is the same. It's the same din, that you, the same way you Niloish one at a time, or then you Eifet one at a time. But he asked that if you look in the Gemara's Bekar, L'chair, it shouldn't come out like this. He says, what's the Bekar? The Gemara says, Benani Mili. And the Gemara brings a pasuk by Lechem HaParim, Shnei Asraidim, the Torah Abaron, Shnei Asraidim Yachala Achas, Balabit Shnei Nidosh Achas Achas. The fact says in the Torah, Hachala Achas, the Gemara makes a drasha that it has to be kneaded one at a time. And the Gemara says, how do you know Minayin Sh'af Shtei Alechem Kein? Where do you know that Shtei Alechem also has this halacha of Nidosh Achas Achas like by the Lechem upon him? So the Gemara brings a Reba, yeah. And then the Gemara goes on that where do we know that Lechem Aponim is Nidosh Shtayim Shtayim? And the Gemara brings a drasha from the Samta Isam. And on that says the Gemara, Yochel Ab Shtei Alechem Kein. I would have a Havamita that Shtei Alechem also has the halacha that it's Nefesh Shtayim Shtayim. On that the Gemara says, no, there's a Miyot Tamalaymer Isam. That there's a Miyot to say that Dafka, the Lechem Aponim as it did Shtayim Shtayim in the Afia, Masha'enkin Shtei Alechem doesn't have that halacha. So ask the Tyrus HaKadosh that where does the Mishnah come along and learn out a din that it has to be Dafka Nilas Nefesh Achas Achas? The was a schadish that did it by fear of the lechem apodim that it has to be shtayim shtayim, and the Torah was mamait the shtei alechem from that din. The shtei alechem dafka lechem apodim as it did to be nefesh shtayim shtayim. Mashegin the shtei alechem doesn't have that din. So where does the Mishnah come to the conclusion that therefore it's nefesh achas achas? The chayra I would say the din is that there's no din dafka to do it shtayim shtayim. You can do it how you want. Chayra if you want to do it shtayim shtayim, you can do it shtayim shtayim. You want to take both Shtei Alechems and bake them at once? You can do them both at once. But we, the Lecharev asked the Tzadik Kedush, the Lashon HaMishnah would be mashma, not only that it could be Nefes Achas Achas, the Lecharev Pashtus would be mashma, that it has to be Nefes Achas Achas, and the Lecharev asked the Tzadik Kedush, the Lecharev from the Drosha, the Gemara, it would be mashma, not like that, the Lecharev, the Drosha should come out, not like that, the Drosha just said there's no din dafka to be Shtayim Shtayim. But if you look at the Kute Halachas, Chavetz Chaim writes, that like the Pashas of Mishnah, that's Dafkut Achas Achas. He speaks out that the din that Shtei Alechem or Nefes Achas Achas is Dafkut Achas Achas. It doesn't mean like maybe you could be Matzchik the Lashon of Mishnah, that it could be also Achas Achas. It doesn't have to be Shtayim Shtayim. He looked at the Mishnah like the Pashas Lashon of Mishnah, like the Tyrus HaKadosh speaks out the Pashas Lashon of Mishnah is that's Dafkut Achas Achas. And if you look at the Nezer HaKadosh, he brings from the Tesefta, the beginning of the 11th Perek Ibn Achas, speaks out that the way the Metzias of the Tatter in the Beis HaMikdash was, that the Shtei Alechem had a Tatter that was made to the size of one bread, and the Lechem HaPadah that had a Tatter that was the size of two. Now, if the Halach is that you're able to bake two, why would they make a Tatter Dafku the size of one? Chayr Pashas at the Sefta would also be Mashba, that the Dafku baked it one, like the Chavetz Chaim says. Now, Be'etzem, we can be Miyashim, the Tarius HaKadosh is Kasha. Now, the Chayr could be that there's an Xeris HaKosov that has to be Nidosh Achas Achas. And without any further psukim in the Torah, I would assume that this halach is not Tafka Didin the Lisha. It says, Shtei Asurim Yiachala Achas. I would learn that this is a Didin, all the Asiyas HaMincha, that the whole Asiyas HaShtei Alechem, the Lechem upon him, needs to be Achas Achas. So without the special Xeris HaKosov of the Samta Oysam, that's telling me that no, Afiyah is two, that Afiyah, I don't do Achas Achas, I do two, it would remain the Svarachit Tzayna, that you have to do the old Asiyas, Achas Achas. And Im Kain, when we have a drosha to tell us that this halach of Shtayim Shtayim that's said in the Lechem Aponim is Dafkin Lechem Aponim, and not in Shtei Alechem, But Oyel will be mistaken to say that what the pasuk means to say is that legabish the alechem or chazur to the svar chitzayna that all the asiyas are achas achas. That the din of shteya sroidim yechal achas, the din of achas achas, in a chanami legabi the lechem upanim is a new pasuk to tell me that that fear is different. But legabish the shteya alechem, that's a srab in the din of asiyah achas achas. Over there, it doesn't have the special afka of shtayim shtayim, and therefore it would remain with the din of achas achas. It would remain with that halacha of achas achas. Now, yesh le'ayin on this, al pi v'chazanish. The chazanish is this kasha, tuva, what's this halacha of lisha? There's no din of lisha. But Friday says if the din is midas yavish loydis kasha, so there's no, the minchas b'chalam na kodesh b'shas to lisha. Where's this halacha that there's a din, avoidus halisha, that there should be dinim in it, how to do it, you should do it achas achas, shtayim, shtayim. He says, kasha tuva, how is the Torah convey such a halacha? And therefore he's been decided to say, a b'chodesh take a pshat over here in the din of the yoishas achas achas. Chazanish says, when you need a dough, it could come out a lot of times that a chelik of the dough is thicker and a chelik of the dough is thinner. Lav dafka is the dough consistent through the whole dough, the same exact amount of flour, oil, and water in the same, in all the places. The amount of water to flour could some places be a little thicker and some places be a little thinner. An afalpi came when you go and you split up a mincha that you make in one big lisha, even though in one place it's going to be a little less flour and one place it's going to be a little more flour. Afalpi came, it's going to be kosher, but it's like, the Torah, the Malach Yasharis, if the Torah says to make a mincha and split it up, then it's fine. That doesn't have to be exactly 100% that there should be sarin in each one. Mashaikin says the Chazanish, now that the Torah was makbin and was keveya, that each challah should be nilash b'fnei atzmai, the Torah wanted that each challah should have its own isarin. If I'm going to go and make a lisha of more than one, I would make two challahs together, and I'm going to take two esrainis and mix them together with water. It's possible when I split it up half-half, one dough will have a little more than isarin, and one dough will have a little less than isarin. And that's going to be a problem of Rebe Silsa, Biat Silsa. It's not going to be the right shear. You're not going to have the Isarin that you need. You're not going to have the Shtei Yisroinim. And therefore, says the Chazanish a big chiddush, that this halacha of Nidoshis Achas Achas possibly will be Ma'akiv Lefizeh. Pashtis, you learn, it's just a Din and Asiyas HaMincha. If you don't do it, it's also kosher. Says the Chazanish Lefizeh Svar, that would Daning Akpata, that we worry that possibly there's going to be too much Seilus in one and too little Seilus in the other one. And we don't have the excuse of letting the Torah Malchei Asharis here, but the Torah Lahed you said, make it separately. Don't make it together and split it up. Make it separately, and that way you'll have the right shear. So says the Chazanish Shafiz that Yesh Shleimer, that it's going to be Ma'akiv in the shear. And the Lashon HaDrosha is very meduic to feed the Chazanish. The Lashon HaDrosha that the Gemara brings, that has to be Niloshes Achas Achas, is from the Pasuk Shtei Yisraelim Yeachala Achas. The akpada is to make sure you have the right shear, that it should be shtei esrayim in every challah. We don't want that it should be a little more than shtei esrayim in one challah and a little less in the other one. The Torah is makbid over here that we shouldn't make it one big lisha and then be seimach on the fact that like nit the Torah l'malchei asharis. You should make sure that each challah should have its right shear. Now, the fiyas chazanish, the chayro, it wouldn't be yitachan what we were saying before to answer the Torah's hakadosh's kasha. But the fiyas chazanish, the akpada is in the lisha. The akpada is in the lisha. It has nothing to do with the akpada and the afiyah. That's what the Torah says, that there would be a din of achas, achas and afiyah would be another din. It wouldn't be out this din, but this svara of the fact that you have a little more sales and less sales is only a mesuyim that you did in lisha. It's only a mesuyim that you svara in lisha doesn't apply by afiyah. Afiyah, each lechem is separate in afiyah. The fact that you put two in an oven is not malo mayu the gabi this. And therefore this Torah wouldn't apply to feed the svara of the chazanish. But if you look in the Rash, the Torah's kainim, and Seif Emor, in the parish of Lechem upon him, he's masbir, he'd say the din of shtayim, shtayim. He says, like upon him, one pshat, that the say of the shtayim, shtayim, the reason why you have to do shtayim, shtayim is, because we don't want you to put in a lot of breads in the oven at once, because you won't be able to be askel by heitev, you won't be able to do a good job. If you're doing a lot of breads at once, not always does it come out so good. If you're just doing two, then you can make sure that everything goes fine, you'll be more on top of it, you'll be able to be isik by heitev. And therefore, Yesh Loimer, that's the yisrael of the din of achas achas also. That if you make one big dough, it comes out, you're not going to be so careful. You make a small little dough, then you can zero in on that dough, and you make sure everything is done well. And if that's the yisrael of akpada, im kain, because all of them say that the fact that the Torah gave a din of asiyah, achas achas, in the lisha, without any special nukzeis hakatzav, that would carry on into the afia also. That din wouldn't be a din dafka in the lisha, would be a din in the afia also. And im kain, if the Torah has might me, the samta oisam dafka, the lechem aponim as a din shtayim, asha ekein, the din shtay alechem remains with the din of achas achas from the lisha, and that would be the pshat in the Mishnah, why the Mishnah says, niloishas achas achas. Now, in the halacha of the Mishnah, that lechem aponim is nefesh shtayim shtayim, the tfas emes is bestapik if the din is that you have to have tafka shtayim, tafka two, or you can have more than two also. As long as you have two, you know, there's no din tafka to have only two. You can have more also, you can have as much as you want. And if you look at the Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin, he assumes, with the Pshitas, like this tzadis vaser, so you can have as much as you want. The din is a minimum that you must have at least shtayim. But there's no din dafka shtayim more than three or four. You can have up to two. You can have all the whole lechem aponim you can put into the oven. The din is you have to have akaponim shtayim. But the vaser himself already has been writes and parentheses ayin in the Rash. The Rash that we just spoke out a little earlier. The Rash says clearly not like that. The Rash says, akaponim in one pshat. You can look inside, the Lash is not so clear. Maybe he means to say two pshat about akaponim in one pshat. The Rash says clearly that you say that din is that we don't want you to have more than two. We want you to have dafka two and not more. Because we want to make sure that you don't do, that you isik by hatev. You start putting a lot of doughs in the oven all at once, they're not going to come out good. If you have two doughs, not more than two, then you'll be isik by hatev. So it's before in the Rash that you say that din is not to have more than two. Now the Achrayim seem to assume the Mechitzchilach Sfas Emes with the Pshitos that I could put them two you need to have. They have a suffix that maybe you could put in more than two. But they have it, by them it's Pashit that the din is that you should have to have Dafka two. I could put them for sure you have to have Dafka two. But if you look at the Chazon Ish in Chaf Vav and Ois Hei, he has a tzad to say not like this. He has a tzad to say what the Torah says Samta Oisam means to say is that you don't need to have Achas Achas. The Torah just means to say, so you don't have to have achas achas. Akpad in the Lisha is achas achas. It's coming to tell you, v'sabta isam, that you don't need achas achas. And you can have shtayim shtayim. If you want. If you want to have achas achas, it's also good. And the chair, the feet of svar is a rash, so it would be a tachet of shetzad. The feet of rash, the whole svar of shtayim shtayim is that we want to be oisik behetiv. So if you have one and one, the chair, it's even better. The Torah wasn't machmer so much that you have to have one and one. It's enough two at a time is also enough. But if you want to do it separately, each one, then L'chayr would be even better. L'chayr, the feet is far to Rash. Unless it's a duak pa, the daf gata have shtayim shtayim. And the Chazon Ish speaks out l'fizeh. If we say that the din of shtayim shtayim is that you're able to do shtayim shtayim, then im kein behechrich, the din of shtei alechem is going to be nefes achas achas, like we said earlier from the Chafetz Chaim, dafka achas achas. But if you say, says the Chazon Ish, that over here, when the din of shtei alecha, the din of lechem aponim of shtayim shtayim, the afia shtayim shtayim, is dafka shtayim shtayim, like the achrayim nesum, im kain, yitochen loim, the chazidish is done, that by shtei alecha, when it says achas achas, it means it could be achas achas, that you don't have the akpad of shtayim shtayim, like the Taharis Kodesh held misvara. He said the Lashon Mishnah is not mashed like that, but the Taharis Kodesh had such a svara. The Chazanish says that these two svaras is gufa toli and what the din of shtayim shtayim is. If the din of shtayim shtayim is dafka shtayim shtayim, so then you tochen to say that the shtei alechem could be achas achas. Mashiach, if you say that over here the whole din of shtayim shtayim is that it could be shtayim shtayim and it doesn't have to be achas achas, then it's poshut that the din of shtei alechem is that it has to be dafka achas achas. Now, as you say this to Kakasha, the Karen Oira is Ma'ira over here on our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the lechem aponim is nefesh shtayim shtayim. You bake it two at a time. You have 12 breads, and you bake it two at a time, six shifts, and you don't bake them all together. As the Karen Oira, the halacha is that in order to make a kiddush, in order for a klisharis to be mekadosh something, you have to have the shear. You have to have the whole mincha. You have to have the shear. You can't take half a mincha and a klisharis and try to be mekadosh it. So therefore, ask the Karen Oira, how could it be that nefesh shtayim shtayim? And the halacha is the tanner is bekadish, the tanner has to be bifnim. So it's bekadish. Ask the Karen Oira, how could it be that the tanner is bekadish if you're only putting in two lechems at a time? L'chayr, you should have to put in all shtayim asa lechems. You have to put in the whole carpet of the lechem upon him in order for the tanner to be bekadish it. So therefore says the Karen, a big chiddush, that when the Mishnah says, nefesh shtayim shtayim, it does not mean that it's baked two at a time. It's partially, you have to bake all 12 at a time. You have to put all 12 into the oven. It means to say is that the maisa sima in the tanner. When you put the lechem in the tanner, that has to be two at a time. At the end of the day, you make sure that all 12 are sitting in the tanner b'shas ta'afiyah. But you don't put in all 12 at once. You take two and put them in at once. That's what the Mishnah means, nefesh shtayim shtayim. But the etzem afiyah in the tanner, says the Karen, it's going to have to be all 12, because if not, it won't be able to become kaddish. And says the Karen, the fizetz, but turns tesis kasha, the bemasuch shuroi dem neisa betfus. So tesis brings down Rashi, that's talking about the tfus means that there were ka'arais, after it says ka'arais in the Torah, which is the kliya shulchan, were stuff that you put the lechem apotim in after, were tfusim, were little molds to put the lechem apotim in after they were baked. As Taisvis, that the Gemara brings down later on the Omar, that Tanur's not Mekadoshit, and that's why you're able to bake it on Erev Shabbos. And then, even though it won't become Kaddish, it become Puzzle, as Taisvis, how could it be? Anyhow, after you finish baking it, you put in the Ka'aris, and the Ka'aris will be Mekadoshit, but the Ka'aris are Klisharis. They're Kliya HaSholcha, that were Nimshach in the Mishkan. They're Klisharis, so why won't they be Mekadoshit? Says the Karinel, if he's Eftak Shver, because every lechem was put in its own tfus. You can't be Mekadosh just one lechem at a time. You need to be Mekadosh all 12. You can't just be Mekadosh one at a time. And therefore, says the Karinel, if he's Eftak will be Yoshev Kushis at Tosfos. The Mikdash David, in Simon Gimel, Ois Gimel, brings down this Karinel. He brings down the Kashra, he brings down the Karinel's Bahalach, and he asks, from that Tesefta that we brought earlier on at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, Tesefta is beforeish that the Lechem HaPonim is Tanner had a place for two Lechems. So first, the Tesefta, the Chayur, not like the Karen Ayur, that they baked two at a time. They didn't bake all 12 at a time, they baked two at a time. And therefore, he goes on to say a different Yishuv to the Karen Ayur's Kasha. He says that Be'etzem, the Lechem HaPonim, besides for the Kiddush in the Tanner, there was another Kiddush on the Shulchan. When you besadu it on the Shulchan, there was another Kiddush. When you put it, the shulchan was mekadosh the lechem that was on the shulchan, and therefore says the Mikdash David that this that we need to have, that the whole shir amincha should be in the kli in order for it to be mekadosh, is because we want to make sure that the mincha is roi for the kmitza. You need to have that it's roi for the kmitza. It can only become kaddish if it's roi for the kmitza. We want to be mekadosh it to make it roi the kmitza. And if you only have half the mincha, this half is not roi the kmitza. You need the whole thing. And therefore says the Mikdash David, who adim by lechem upon him, which is also has a maisa likut levayna, when you take levayna off the shulchan, which is the maisa kmitza, and we look at the lechem upon him, the lechem as the shirayim. He says that kiddush that we need for the kmitza, that will happen later on in the shulchan. Just to make a kdushas aguf that you can make in the tanner. We don't have no problem in mekadosh something lechatzon. When this is the kiddush that you're going to use to make the kmitza, a regular mincha that you want to put into a kli, and now you're going to make the dough kaddish to make the kmitza. So then you need to make sure that the whole mincha is there. Because you want to be mekadosh to make it right the kmitza. Mashiach says to make the shtavit, when you're just trying to make a kdush sagof, that's fine. We don't need to now make that the lechem upon should be right the kmitza. Because I'm going to have another kiddush when I put it on the shulchan. And therefore says the Mikdash David, so then okay, we can learn the Mishnah Kepshuta that was taka only nefesh shtayim shtayim. It was only nefesh two at a time, and still it became kaddish. So I'm not trying to make the full kedusha that it should be roi for avodas hakmitza. That I'm going to anyhow later have on the shulchan, and the hamia with the tanner I can make a kaponim a kedusha saguf. That it should become kaddish, that it should become roi the cedar. I just need to make it now roi that I could be misadur on the shulchan. That I don't need the whole mincha there for it to become right, just to put it on the shulchan. And the Mikdash David goes on, and he says another teretz. He says that Be'etzem, there's another question over here, that L'chayro, every single time when I have Shlesha Esreinim Sapar, by the Sacham of a par, you have to bring Shlesha Esreinim, Avot Bikain, the Mishnah on that Pei Zayin speaks out, that you weren't moided, you didn't have a special kli that was moided three Esreinim at once, you moided each Esreinim by itself. And if you hold Midas HaYavish this Kacha, it becomes Kaddish with the Midas HaYavish the Silas. Ask the Mikdash David, how could that be? L'chayr, you don't have the full shear. It can't become Kaddish L'chatzon. How could you be Kaddish the Minchas HaSachim a Yisarin at a time? L'chayr, the Minchas HaSachim is three Yisarinis. Says the Mikdash David, Tzarech Leimar, it's Bukhar L'chayr, that you need to have the full shear just means you have to have a full shear of a mincha. Since a yisarin is enough for a mincha, the ar mincha said yisarin is enough of a shear for them. Even though this mincha sasachim that I'm bringing happens so to need three yisarinis, but as long as I have the shear of a mincha, that's enough. And therefore I can be bekadosh each yisarin by itself. But after there's a din that it can't be bekadosh mincha chatzoyin is when I have a chatzi yisarin. A lesser yisarin is never, not really bechal for a mincha. Then there's a din that you can't be mekadosh. You need a holy yisarin to be mekadosh. But says the Mikdash David, if you look at Rashi in Zvachim da Peches, Rashi de Ramasel ve'im mekadshin elam leim. This halacha that it needs to be full. You can't do half. Kloima Rashi says shehei ben shir shalom atzaruch ledaber. That you should need a shir shalom that you need for that thing. It's mashman Rashi says in Mikdash David that you need to have the whole shir. It's not just enough to have a shir that's enough ba'alma. But says the Mikdash Tavar, the Behechrich, we're going to have to say some type of teretz. How are we going to answer this din of that you don't need Shlesha Sarin as a par? So he says, if you look in the Lashon Rashi, how he says at the end of the Rashi says, Avam Chosar Ashir, Ein Akli Mekatshon, She'ein Roi Lekli. Rashi says at the end of it, that's not just the problem that you don't have Ashir Shalom Atzar Chodavar. The problem is that it's not Roi Lekli. But says the Mikdash Tavar, if there's a din that this Kli is made to be Mekadosh this amount, you have a shiri sarin, and the din is that when you have shlisha sarin sapar, it's a din to be moided with this kli of yisarin or yisarin, even though I need three yisarin for the whole mincha, but since this kli is made to measure yisarin of the mincha, then I'll be able to be mekadoshit. And Mel says to Mikdash David, who I did over here, the gabi lechem apadim, since the din is to be put them in the oven shtayim shtayim, so then the kli, it's roy for this kli to have shtayim shtayim, and since ba'alma, it's a shir, it's able to be mekadosh shtayim shtayim also. Now if you look in the Minchas Avram, in Menachas Tav Chesed Bet Aleph, he brings down that the Brisker Rav learned in Rashi not like the Mikdash David's Maskana, he learned in Rashi like the Mikdash David's Havamina, that Rashi learns up that the din, that the Gemara over there on that Pechesed Bet Aleph and Zvachim is saying that there's a din Malayim, that's not a din just in the shear of the kli, it's a din in the mincha, and a mincha has to be, the whole shear of mincha has to be there in order to become kadosh. But it learns up that the Rambam argues, and the Rambam, the Emes learns like the Mikdash David learns in Rashi, the Baskada, the Rambam in Hilchos Psuya, Mikdash, and Perakim, Alacha Chaf, is mashma, that the din Malayim is a din in the kli. And the Mela says to Brisker Rav, the fi zet, be yushav, the karadari is kasha. He's not nachas to learn up like that in Rashi, but Akbarim in the Rambam, he learns like the Mikdash David, that same Misha that the Mikdash David says, that the din, that you need to have the whole shear of a mincha, is a din mitzad the kli. That the kli has to have the shear of the mincha. When you have etzem a shear of a mincha, you have this amount of flour that's a shear of a mincha ba'alma. And there's just another din mitzad the kli that has to be, that the whole kli has to be full. If the din in the taner is that it could be bekadosh shtayim shtayim, so here also would be able to work shtayim shtayim. Now, the Minchas Avraham himself, over there, Menachas Tavches, says another yishuv to the Etzem Kasha of the Keren Neira. He says, Al Pi HaMikdash David. The Mikdash David, a little earlier in Simcha Gimel and Ois Aleph, has a chiddush in the loveness of Tanur Mekadosh. He says, that the Tanur's Mekadosh Lechem is not a din, just like a regular klishar, is that you pour something in it, and therefore since it's holding the thing in it, it's Mekadosh. The say of the kiddush of the Tanur is that the Maisa Fia, that's doing in the lechem, that maisa fear, the gemar of the past that you're doing in the tanur, that maisa makes the lechem kaddish. It's not just being in the kli like a regular kiddush lishar. It's a new type of kiddush. It's a kiddush of the maisa fear, the pa'ulas fear, the gemar melocha of the lechem, the krimas panim betanur. That's what's bekaddish the lechem. And David says the Bichas Avram im Kain, it could be that this type of kiddush maybe doesn't have the same klolim. Maybe it doesn't have this halacha, like the Karen Ayur assumed over here, it's a din, you have to mekadosh the whole Yud Beis Chalas. That only says the Mechas from by a regular Kiddush. Maybe by this new Mechudosh Dika Kiddush, this Maisa Fia, that's be mekadosh Lechem, maybe that's, each one could be Nefer Bifnei Atzmai. Each one can get its Kiddush Bifnei Atzmai. You don't need to have that the whole entire Mincha should be there to have the Kiddush. Maybe that's only a din in the regular Din Kiddush Kli. Mashekin over here, what is a din? Mitzad. The Maisa Fia, you could become Kaddish without this. And if you look in the Chazon Ish, in Simcha Vav Oisei, which we mentioned earlier, when he's done over there, if you need to have, if Shtayim is Davke Shtayim, or you could do even Echad, He's betzad at a tzad that maybe you need shtayim for the kiddush, that maybe the gzeres hakosov, that the lechem upon him becomes kiddush shtayim shtayim. So for a title shoyni that the chayyim understood that the answer to the kashov, the karanayu is dark shver. That it says in the Torah of Samta Oysam that you should be oifet shtayim shtayim, in that gzeres hakosov is before that shtayim shtayim becomes kiddush. In the Chanami, normally the halacha would have been that you need all 12 lechems to make them kaddish. That the Xeris HaKosov of the year, that Shtayim Shtayim is goofed saying, not like that. That Shtayim Shtayim could become kaddish. But the Chazanish speaks out, okay, you need Dafke Shtayim Shtayim. Chazanish was betzad that maybe you don't need Dafke Shtayim Shtayim, but if Bisvar, the Karen Eir is right, and you need all 12, and the Torah was Bechadish to us that no, it's enough Shtayim Shtayim, okay, you talk that you would need Dafke Shtayim Shtayim, and it wouldn't be able to be Eifah, Echad Echad, the kiddish would need to have a Kaponim too. Yeah, so on the cash of the Karen Oira, we said over a few terutz, and we said over the chiddush from the Karen Oira, that in a chanam you have to be for all 12 lechems all in one tanner. You just have to, you could put them in separately. You could put in two by two. The din of shtayim shtayim is in the maisa simala tanner. And we said a mahalach from Mikdash David, that the kiddush over here is not the full kiddush that's been making it royal kmitza. That only happens later on in the Sidra Shulchan. And that's why we don't need to have the full kiddush yet. Maybe it could be this kaddish l'chatzarn also. Then the Mikdash David said another teretz that since over here we have the shir mincha, and the whole problem is only mitzad that we don't have the kli doesn't have its full shir. Since the din of the over here of the tanner is to do shtayim, so it's going to be enough. And the Mikdash David said that even in Shitas Rashi, which is mashmat, there is a din that the whole mincha has to be shalim b'shas kiddush. And we said over from the Michas Avram b'shem the Brisker Rav that. This Enochanami Rashi L'chari wouldn't be mashed like this, but in the Rambam, that the whole din Malayim is only a din in the Kli, it's not a din Mechlel Mitzad and Mincha, so Mela, the Teretz of Mikdash Tov would be very poshet in the Shitas HaRambam. We said another Teretz over from the Michas Avram, he says that possibly this Kiddush is a whole different type of Kiddush, Al Pita Mikdash Tov, that this Kiddush is a Kiddush of the Maisa Afia, not a regular Kiddush Klisharis, and Mela therefore maybe wouldn't have the same Kolom as a regular Kiddush Klisharis. And we said from the Chassidish seems to understand that it's Xeris HaKosov, Ein Echanam, Misvar, the Karnei would be right. It's Xeris HaKosov over here that Shtayim Shtayim becomes Kaddish in the Tanner. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tadarat bottom, Misamta Oysom B'Tfus, it's a din that you put the Lechem in a Tfus. And the Braisa explains, Shlesha Tfusim, there's three different Tfusim. The first you put it in while it's dough, and then you put it in while it's in the Tanner. And then, after you take it out of the tanner, you put it into a third tfus. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzmidim u'Safim, in Perakei Halacha Ches, the Rambam is informed that all three of these tfusim were made from Zav, they were made from gold. All three of these tfusim were made from gold. But if you look in Rashi al-Torah, Rashi in Truma, in Perak Chafei, Pasuk Chav Tes, Rashi speaks out clearly that the tfus that you baked it in the oven was barzel, was made out of metal. It wasn't gold. So the Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin and Oisvav, he says that the Chur, this machlekes, Rashi in the Rambam, is telling how to explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that one of the Kalim of the Shulchan, which is before Shur the Pasuk, that the Kalim of the Shulchan were also all Zav, was Karoisav. Which means that Tfusim. So he says that the Fi of the Rambam, we're going to say that the Karoisav are referring to all three Tfusim. And that's why the Rambam understood that they're all Zav. Because the Torah says first, the Karois were Zav. All the Kliya Shulcha were made Zav. Now Sheikh says to Bechaschinach, Rashi is going to have to explain the Pasuk differently. Rashi is going to have to learn that the Karoisav are not going on all three Tfusim. It's only going on the Tfus after you take it out of the oven. And Rashi doesn't alter mention what's with the tfus before it comes into the oven. Pashtus, the tfus before it comes into the oven also was gold. But upon the tfus in the oven, Rashi will hold it's not nichon karoisav. It's not what the Torah means when it says karoisav. It's a new type of kli. That's not the kli that the Torah was talking about when it says karoisav. It's the karoisav says the Mechas Chinuch were clearly made out of zav. Now, if you look at the Sefer Tyrus HaKadosh, he's ma'ir. That l'chayr Rashi himself over here in Tafsari Zayinim and Aleph is a chayr mavor not like this. Rashi is explaining the Gemara, which is darshing the pasuk, explaining the pasuk, and the Gemara says, "Ka'aroisav elu tfusim." The ka'aroisav are the tfusim, and Rashi in Divrei Maschil tfusim. Rashi explains shenerach v'nilosh v'nefa behen. Rashi says that the tefusim are things that you bake it in them. It's chayim afirsh in Rashi that even the tefus in the oven was also nichlal on the pasuk of kar roisav. And im kein l'chayim asked the Taurus Kedush l'chayim that's its steer to Rashi. Al-Tayr says clearly that the weird nefa was not gold. Im kein l'chayim has to be that it wasn't kar roisav. And the Rashash, in Yuma Daf Yubeis of Alf, is also Ma'ira on this Rashi, that L'chayr, we don't find anywhere that there was Barzel in the Mishkan. We don't find that all the Nedavis that they brought, Zav, Kesev, and the Chayshis, we don't find anywhere that there was Barzel. And he's Ma'ira from the Ramban Al-Tayr in Parshas Yisrael, that you're not supposed to have any Barzel, you're not supposed to have any Barzel in the Mishkan Bechlal. So where do we get this Barzel from? This Tfushel Barzel? Now, if you look in the Sefer Taharas HaKadosh, he's betzadzid that this tfus, this middle tfus, wasn't its own kli. This tfus was a chelik of the oven. It was a chelik of the tanner. And he says the Lashon HaBraisa is mashvelite this way. The Lashon HaBraisa says uchamin tfus hoyu lo betanner. It had like a tfus in the tanner. Its mashvel was a chelik of the tanner. And he says also it would be mistaver like that because if not, why did they have to have a special tfus that they made it? They would nilush it in the tfus before it went in the tanner, and then they had another tfus they put in the tanner. Why didn't they take this tfus and put it straight in the tanner? Elamai says the Taharas HaKodesh must be that there was this tfus was something in the chelik of the tanner. And imkei l'chayr bim yushav al-ara, that l'chayr, why isn't this tfus a chatzitza on the kedushas tanner? If we assume that the tfus is a separate tfus, then l'chayr will be chaitzitz from the tanner. The tfus should be a chatzitza from the lechem being in the tanner. So, from Alpida, the Mechas Afram says, Alpida, what we said over earlier from him, before, he says, that's not a regular Kiddush over here. We're not making a Kiddush Kli. We're making a Kiddush Maisa Afia. And Imkein, the fact that it's a Chatzitza wouldn't be a problem. But the Taharas HaKadosh, it's very poshut. It's a Chelik of the Tanner. It wasn't a new Kli. It wasn't a separate Kli. It was a Chelik of the Tanner. Al-Kopanim, Lefizeh, Sarachi in the Rashash is Kasha, we don't find any Barzel in the Mishkan, but L'chayim, we don't find anyone that says that the ovens were made out of gold. The Tanner, what were the Tanur made out of? And the Losha Gemara in Zvach of Afsaliyah is Mashmah, which says Shalmatchis, it was made from Matchis. Pashas, we would say that, so it was made out of a different metal, wasn't made out of gold and silver. And Imkein, L'chayim, would be Pasha, that Rashi, Pasha, what Rashi is saying, that made the first is also Shalbarzel. If we assume that the Tanner that they're baking in was Barzel, and this is a chiluk of the Tanner, like Taharas HaKadosh says, then possibly it would be very mistaken what Rashi says, that the tfus was a chiluk of the Tanner, so it was also made out of Barzel. And the etzem aloch of tfusim, the Mechas Chinuch, and Mir Mitzvah Sali Zayin, and Ois Vav, is Ma'ir Kushe Chazak, a strong question. He asks that L'chayra, the Mishnah, in Menachas, over here, Menachas Talitessa Beis, the Mishnah says there was shnei shulchanos hayu b'ulam etzal Pesach Heichal. That right before you walked into Heichal, there was two shulchanos. One was made out of shayish, or other agaris kesef, but echad shalzav. And the Mishnah explains that on the way in, you put it on the shalshayish. And on the way out, you put it in the shalzav. And the reason is because ma'alim makadish ve'im aridin. So on the way in, we first put on a lower darg of a shulchan, then we bring it into the shulchan inside. That inside the Heichal, which there was shalzav. But after it was already on the Shulchan Shalzav, we can't go put it down back onto a Shulchan Shalshayish, and therefore we needed to have another Shulchan Shalzav. As the Mechaz Chinuch, that L'chayrim, before you brought it into the Heichal to put it onto the Shulchan, it was sitting in Ka'oris, in these Tfusim Shalzav. Everyone knows that the last Tfus that you put it into was Shalzav. Rashi is Chilik on the Tfus inside the Tadr, but this Tfus was Shalzav. And Imkein asked the Mechaz Chinuch, that L'chayr, Imkein, how could I now go and put it down on a Shulchan Shal Shayish on my way in? L'chayr, it was on Tfus Shal Zav till now. L'chayr, that's also being reminded the Kedusha. Just like on the way out from the Shulchan inside, I have to put a Dafka on a Shulchan Shal Zav, because I don't want to be reminded the Kedusha. So how could I go now put it on a Shulchan Shal Shayish when it was originally in a Tfus Shal Zav? So the Mechaz Chinuch answers, V'ner L'yashiv says the Mechaz Chinuch, that the Lechem was made on Erev Shabbos. Lech upon him, the Rambam Paskes is not Toicha Shabbos. And we'll see on Daf Salihei, Barichus Godel Beret, Balk upon him, Says the Megillas Chinuch, Behechich ve'eza siba, it wasn't Nifsabalina, even though you made it on Erev Shabbos. It's not Nifsabalina. Must be. That doesn't have the full Kedusha. Im Kain says the Megillas Chinuch, until something's is Kaddish, the full Kedusha and a Klisharis, it doesn't have this halacha of Malim B'Kodesh. It's not yet Kodesh to have it in a Malim B'Kodesh. So therefore says the Megillas Chinuch that on the way in, I don't have any problem of taking it from the Klizav, from the Ka'ori Shalzav, from the Tfus, and put it onto the Shulchan Shal Shayish. Because it doesn't yet have the Kedusha. Only when I take it from the Shayish, and then I go put it onto the Shulchan, and it becomes Kaddish on the Shulchan, that's called Malim B'Kodesh. Because now it becomes Kaddish when I put it on the Shulchan. And now on my way out, when I'm going to take it out, I can't go and put it down on, back on the Shulchan Shal Shayish. Because it was already in this Kaddish, and there's a dinner, I can't be married to the Kedusha. But from the Tfus, says the Mechaz Chinuch, onto the Shulchan Shal Shayish, that's not a problem. Because that is not yet, the Rechem doesn't yet have the full Kedusha that should have be subject to the din of Malim B'Kodesh Ve'emarid. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina, exactly what was the Tzura of the Lechem upon him. Rabbi Chanina says, Kemin Teva Prutza. It was like a Teva Prutza, three walls. And Rabbi Yechanan Amar Kemin Sfira Rekedes. It looked like a Sfira Rekedes. It was pointy on the tops, on the sides. And the Gemara brings the whole Shakvataya Kashas both ways. And the Gemara says, Tanya, the Gemara's Maskan is, Tanya, Commander Amar Kemin Sfira Rekedes. Where brings the price of Raya to Rabbi Yechanan that's Kemin Sfira Rekedes. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Hey Alocha Tes, from three different Misafim, the Rambam's Lashon is, Kol Chala Mehem Mirubas. Every Chala was Mirubas. And the Lashon Rambam is coming from this price that the Gemara brings on the top of Tzadiheim and Aleph. The Gemara's Lashon is, Beisvei Kemin Kaberes Hayinah B'tanah V'doyimah Kemin Tavla Mirubas. And the Gemara uses this as a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan that holds Kemin Tzvidah Rekedah Sofiyim, it wasn't Ketavla Mirubas. And Gemara answers, Emo Pia Deba Kemin Tavla Mirubas. The pair of the Lechem is Kemin Tavla Mirubas. Not that the whole Lechem is Kemin Tavla Mirubas. So L'chayra, says the Kesef Mishnah, from the Loshen, for the fact that the Rabbah brought out the Loshen of the Braisa, Kipshute, without fixing it up, and saying Dafka Pia, the Rabbah's Loshen is Kol Chalam and Mirubas, it will be Bashmet, the whole Chal is Mirubas, and therefore L'chayra will be clear that the Rabbah Paskins like Rav Chanina. So the Kesef Mishnah is Ba'ir, that L'chayra, why would the Rabbah Paskin like Rav Chanina? L'chayra, the Gemara said, Tai Kavasid Rabbi Yechanan. So L'chayra will be passed this to Maskaras HaGemara to bring a ride to Rabbi Yechanan, that we bring a ride to Rabbi Yechanan. So L'chayra, we should pass it like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Kesef Mishnah answers, V'efshesh ha'taymei m'shem de Rabbi Chanina, other for Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chanina is other for Rabbi Yechanan, V'koshesh midei, because Rabbi made him Rosh Hashiva. And therefore, V'hava k'moy tana. So he means to say, L'chayra, even if there's a price like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina himself is like a tana, and therefore it's pashit. The Ram held with Pshita, said with the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Chanina, we should pass it like Rabbi Chanina. And Lacha Mishnah adds that maybe possibly the Ram held that since there were so many kashas on Rabbi Yechanan's pshat, that the Gemara had to be matchik, so many terutzim, the Ram didn't like passing like Rabbi Yechanan. But he says that all these svaras are very nice. The Maisa Soif Dover, it's very fair. The Gemara L'chayru was machriya, Tanya Kavasei. The Maskonis of Gemara seems that the Gemara understood that we should pass it like Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore, even if we say svaras why we should pass it like Chanina, he asks that L'chayru, the Maskonis of Gemara, L'chayru is not like this. And if you look at the Sfas Emes says that maybe we could explain the Gemara a little differently. The Gemara doesn't mean to be masik that there's a achra, that there's a brisa like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara is coming to answer the question earlier. The Gemara brought a kasha beisvei. The Gemara brought him a first brisa that's kmitzveva prutza, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So that the Gemara says one deichik to say that the brisa means upia deivik mitavlu rabas. And then says the Sfas Emes, the Gemara doesn't mean now to bring a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara means to answer the question by saying, Tanya Kamanda Omer Kamin Sfira Rekedes, that the Gemara means to say that in a Chanam you have a Mefurish Abraisa, that's Mefurish, that's Kamin Tveva Prutza, you have a Mefurish Abraisa like Rabbi Chanina, but I have a Braisa like Rabbi Yechanan, so therefore it's even, in a Chanam you have a Braisa like Rabbi Chanina, but I have a Braisa that's like Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan could say that even though there's a Braisa Mefurish not like him, he has a Braisa like him. But the Gemara didn't mean to be Machria like Rabbi Yechanan. And therefore, it says it's Sfas Emes, the Rambam was the Rambam can still pass like Reb Chanina, but it's a Braisa like Reb Chanina also. The Braisa says, Kemin Tavla Rubas. If you look in the Sfas Emes, further on in the Tzadi Vavam Beis, he adds that there's a Braisa, Kitatani Rabbi Yisrael Meloya Yishab Stephen. There was no Stephen, there was no boards holding up the Lechem Apadim on the side. El Maskarti Shal Shulchan Amedes Es Alechem. The Maskaris of the Shulchan of Yisrael went on top of the Shulchan, and that's what held up the Lechem. Says the Sfas Emes that the Manda Omer Sfina Rekedes, that the Lechem Apadim was shaped as Kibit Sfina Rekedes, that means that it went up on a tilt. The Maskaris Bechal didn't touch the Lechem. Only if you hold Kibbutz Tzvi Prutza, so then the Maskeres, the thing that was right above the Shulchan, will be holding the Lechem in place. So therefore, the Chayyur says this fast evidence before Shter Biesi holds Kibbutz Tzvi Prutza. And he says, Pashtus, the Omer Lo, he Maskatu Lamata Hoysa. They're not coming to argue on Biesi, Be'etzim, that the Maskeres would hold up the Lechem. And therefore, he says that Behechuk, you have to say like what he's saying, that there's a Machlekes Tanoim about it. And Behechuk, the Mar doesn't mean to say Tanya Kavasei, Mar just means to make a Machlekes Tanoim, and we're gonna have to say, that Rabbi Yechon is going to say that he holds like the first price, the other price over there, not like Rabbi Yossi. And if you look at the Chazanish, he also brings this price as a Bekor to the Rambam, to Paske, and Kibbutz Prutza. And he says that Rabbi Yechon is going to have to be Matchik, that the Omruloi, the Chacham, argue on Rabbi Yossi and this Nekuda, even though they come and say a different Taino. The Dvarav, they're saying, but they argue Bechlal, they hold that the Maskeres Bechlal wouldn't be able to hold up the Lechem, they're going to have to hold that it's going to be Sfida Rekedis. But the Pashtus, says the Chazanish, is that Rabbi Yossi and everyone holds like that, that it's Kibbutz Tzvi Prutza, and that's why the Rambam Paskin Kibbutz Tzvi Prutza. If you look at the Sefer Siach HaSodeh from Chaim Kivyeski in Chelek Gimel, over here in the Afsali Dalid, he says, a pshat al piyar Ramban al Torah. Ramban, in Pashtus Truma, in Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Lamed, is going on Rashi. Rashi over there explains, pshat in the Pasuk, Lechem Ponim. Why is it called Lechem Ponim? So Rashi says, Sheyesh Lei Panim, K'mayshib Rashi, that the Lechem has Panim. And the Rabban says, that where's the Makar of this Rashi? It's coming from the Mishnah on the Tzadi Vavam and Aleph, where Zayma says that that's why it's called Lechem Panim. But says the Rabban, that this Pshat is only the feed of the Man the Amr that holds Keteva Prutza. The Man the Amr commits Fida Rekedis, says the Rabban, then this Pshat doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have Panim, it doesn't have a flat face, the sides aren't flat. And therefore, it says the Ramban, Lechem Panim, we're going to have to say a different pshat, Ayin Shom. But like Panim says, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Im Kain, it comes out that we have a first Mishnah, member of Ben Zayma, which no one argues on, that only could go with the Man the Amr Teva Prutza. Im Kain says Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Siach HaSada, that's why the Rambam Paskin like that Man the Amr, because the Mishnah, Ben Zayma in the Mishnah, seems to be go like him, which that's the Rabban's first, Rabban before, Rabban speaks out first, that this pshat, Shiyulei Panim, is only the feed of Man the Amr Teva Prutza.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.